Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless of course you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z, I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I'll hold my sack up to anybody's cause, all my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, you don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, obey when I say listen.
All right, welcome to another edition of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'm John Troy, and on this show, we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm a professional musician. That's what I do for a living, and I talk about songs the way I see them as a musician. So that's the angle, that's the thing, that's the hook. See what you think of that. So tonight, for this show, I recently got an idea to focus on the Hammond organ and the players that that excel at that. Hammond through a Leslie speaker. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about that. The Hammond organ is an electric organ invented by Lawrence Hammond and John M. Hannert and first manufactured in 1936. Various models have been produced, most of which use sliding drawbars to create a variety of sounds. Until 1975, Hammond organs generated sound by creating an electric current from rotating a metal tone wheel near an electromagnetic pickup. Around 2 million Hammond organs have been manufactured, and it has been described as one of the most successful organs. The organ is commonly used with and associated with the Leslie speaker. It was originally marketed and sold by the Hammond Organ Company to churches as a low-cost alternative to the wind-driven pipe organ, or instead of a piano. It quickly became popular with professional jazz musicians who found it a cheaper alternative to the big band. Jimmy Smith, his use of the Hammond B3, that's a particular model of the Hammond organ, with its additional harmonic percussion feature, inspired a generation of organ players, and its use became more widespread in the 60s and 70s in rhythm and blues, rock and reggae, as well as being an important instrument in progressive rock. Now, the Hammond is associated with the Leslie speaker. The Leslie speaker is a combined amplifier and a two-way loudspeaker that projects the signal from an electric or electronic instrument while modifying the sound by rotating the loudspeakers. That's right. It looks like a big box, a big wooden box. It's about, I don't know, 3-4 feet high and about, I don't know, 2-3 feet wide on it's a square. And it's got a horn in it. It's most commonly associated with the Hammond organ, though it was later used for guitar and other instruments. The typical Leslie speaker contains an amplifier and a treble and bass speaker, though specific components depend upon the model. A musician controls the Leslie speaker by either an external switch or a foot pedal that alternates between a fast and slow speed setting, known as a chorale or a tremolo. And it's named after its inventor, Donald Leslie. He began working in the late 30s to get a speaker for a Hammond organ that had a closer emulation of a pipe or theater organ and discovered that the rotating sound gave the best effect. He was not interested in marketing or selling the speakers, so Leslie sold them, Hammond, that is, was not interested in marketing or selling the speakers. He wanted to get it with the Hammond organ, and Hammond wasn't interested, so Leslie sold them himself as an add-on, targeting other organs as well as Hammond. Leslie made the first speaker in 1941. The sound of an organ played through his speakers received national radio exposure across the U.S. and became a commercial and critical success. It soon became an essential tool for most jazz organists. In 65, Leslie sold his business to CBS, So there's a horn inside a speaker, inside the Leslie speaker, that actually rotates like a centrifuge. And the player can control the speed, so it spins around, and that's what creates that that tremolo effect, that vibrato effect. And musician organ players have become known because it takes time, because of the feel of the keyboard and everything, it takes time to become expert at Hammond organ. And I'm going to play now this guy named Babyface Willette. Roosevelt Babyface Willette. He was born in 33 and died in 71. He was a hard bop and soul jazz musician, most known for playing Hammond organ. It's unclear whether he was born in Little Rock or in New Orleans. There's a bass and guitar playing the same thing, organ just stabbing chords, and the organ starts playing, the bass starts walking. This is Babyface Willette. I recorded in 1964 a song called Mo Rock here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen. Babyface Willette here on KX93.5 FM doing Mo Rock. This is John Troy. This is you're listening to The Sack, and we're focusing this hour on Hammond B3 organ and the purveyors, the players who excel at that through the years. Now, there was no bass player on that. The bass was being played by the organ player's feet. Yeah, there's three keyboards he has to worry about. He's got two for his hands. There's a two-tiered keyboards, and there's these great big things, a keyboard for his feet to play, just like a pipe organ in a church. He had his hands and feet full, and he was playing bass with his feet at that time. They also sometimes play bass with the left hand on the lower board. We're listening to B3 players, Hammond B3 organ players. This next guy is Jimmy McGriff. He was born in 36, died in 08, not too long ago. He was an American hard bop and soul jazz organist and organ trio band leader who developed a distinctive style of playing the Hammond B3 organ. This is Jimmy McGriff, 1977, playing a song called The Bird. This is a 12-bar blues here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Is Jimmy McGriff here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The bass player kind of cracks me up on that one. He's going da-do-dump, ga-do-dump, ga-do. And then for the whole song, and then toward the end, he goes da-do-dump, da-do. You know, like he got bored. Huh? Let me do something else here. Okay, we're listening to songs played by the Hammond B3 organ through a Leslie speaker. That's what I'm trying to introduce you to. If you're already like that thing, then you should be enjoying this. And if you're not familiar with it, then get a load of this stuff. This is good stuff. These are all expert at Hammond B3 playing. This next guy is named Joey DeFrancesco. He was born in 71. He's still with us. He's an American jazz organist. He's a Grammy-nominated artist who has released more than 30 albums. And he's recorded with Miles Davis, Jimmy Smith, who we'll get to later. He's like the king. David Sanborn, Arturo Sandoval, John McLaughlin, Steve Gadd, Elvin Jones, Jimmy Cobb, George Benson, Pat Martino, John Scofield he's played with, Ray Charles, Bette Midler. Oh, yeah, this guy knows what he's doing. This is Joey DeFrancesco doing Ray Charles' song, I've Got a Woman, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Thank you. That is Joey DeFrancesco playing a Hammond B3 organ through a Leslie speaker. Isn't that beautiful? Here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy, baby. And they're especially crunchy this hour because we're listening to Hammond B3 players. This next guy is John Robert Smith. He's known as Johnny. He was also known as Johnny Hammond Smith. He was born in 33, died in 97. He was an American soul, jazz, and hard bop organist. Born in Louisville, Kentucky, he was a renowned player of the Hammond B3, so earning the Hammond as a nickname, Johnny Hammond Smith. It also avoided his being confused with jazz guitarist Johnny Smith. This is Johnny Hammond Smith, 1967, doing Benny King's Stand By Me here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Johnny Hammond Smith on the B3, the Hammond B3 organ, doing the song Stand By Me here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and this hour is dedicated to the Hammond B3 organ. It's a beautiful, beautiful sound, and we're listening to the best, some of the best players of this specialized instrument. It takes a certain touch. You just can't. A piano player who's very good at the piano or a regular like electric piano or organ, they just can't switch over to Hammond. It takes you got to dedicate yourself to that instrument to play it well. Just like it's a different kind of axe. Like when I went from 4-string bass to 5-string bass, it wasn't like, oh sure, no, it took a while. Same thing with this, and these guys are the best. This next one is Brother Jack McDuff. Oh yeah, man. He lived from 26 to 01, and he was an American jazz organist and organ trio bandleader who was most prominent during the hard bop and soul jazz era of the 60s, often performing with an organ trio. He's also credited with giving guitarist George Benson his first break. There's no bass player here. McDuff, Brother Jack, is covering the bottom with his organ as he plays with his instrument as he plays everything else too. So he's got treble and bass clef covered here. Doesn't need any stinking bass player, which kind of hurts my feelings. This is a 1961 recording. Brother Jack McDuff doing blues. The name of the song is Blues and Tonic here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen.
Thank you.
Jack McDuff, Brother Jack McDuff, here on KX 93.5 FM, playing the Hammond B3 organ through a Leslie speaker, doing the song Blues and Tonic. Now, we're listening to songs here on John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack by Hammond B3 players. I'm introducing you, if you're not conversant with, I'm introducing you to the Hammond B3 organ, a great sound, one that I would like to share because I think it's so cool. If you like it already, then you're having as great a time as I am. And I've saved the granddaddy, the daddy of the Hammond B3, till last. This is Jimmy Smith. We're going to listen to James Oscar Jimmy Smith. He lived from 1925 to 2005. He was an American jazz musician who achieved the rare distinction of releasing a series of instrumental jazz albums that often charted on Billboard. Jazz charting on Billboard. That was unusual. He helped popularize the Hammond B3 electric organ, creating an indelible link between 60s soul and jazz improvisation. In 2005, he was awarded the NEA Jazz Master's Award from the National Endowment for the Arts, the highest honor that America bestows upon jazz musicians. While the electric organ has been used in jazz by Fats Waller, Count Basie, Wild Bill Davis, and others, Smith's virtuoso improvisation technique on the Hammond helped to popularize the electric organ as a jazz and blues instrument. The B3 and companion Leslie speaker produce a distinctive sound, including percussive clicks with each stroke. He got this particular setting, what he did with the drawbars. He got a tone on his instrument that was on the B3 that was emulated by many jazz organists since Smith, and his style in the fast tempo pieces combined bluesy licks with bebop-based single-note runs. For ballads, he played walking bass lines on the bass pedals. He played the bass with his feet. For up-tempo tunes, he'd play the bass line on the lower manual. There's two levels. There's two keyboards, two manuals, and he'd use the pedals for emphasis on the attack of certain notes, which helped to emulate the attack and sound of a string bass. He influenced a constellation of jazz organists, including Jimmy McGriff, which we've heard, Brother Jack McDuff, which we played, Don Patterson, Richard Grove Holmes, Joy DeFrancesco, which we listened to, Larry Goldings, as well as rock keyboardists such as John Lord, Brian Auger, and Keith Emerson. This is Jimmy Smith doing the song Blue Bash here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Thank you. 625 Ain't Nothing But the Blues, baby. That's Jimmy Smith playing the Hammond B3 organ through a Leslie speaker here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing the song Blue Bash, recorded in 1963. This is John Troy, listening to The Sack, and we're concentrating this hour on Hammond B3 organ through a Leslie speaker. A very distinctive sound. Once you've heard it, you recognize it. So if you're not familiar with it, if you've been listening for the past hour, you should have a pretty good idea of what a Hammond B3 sounds like. We're going to stay with Jimmy Smith. He's sort of he's regarded as the king, the granddaddy of the pantheon you can keep your pantheon, and of the Hammond B3 players. This next song you might recognize if you're familiar with James Brown. It's called Night Train. James Brown did it much faster, but this is cool. And this is recorded in '66, and it's from the album. He did this with Wes Montgomery, the great jazz guitarist. And this album they did together called The Dynamic Duo. This is the 1966 recording of Night Train by Jimmy Smith, featuring Wes Montgomery here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Thank you.
That is the great Jimmy Smith on Hammond B3 organ, joined by Wes Montgomery on guitar here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, doing the song Night Train. All right, and we're listening here on to, I'm John Troy. This is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and we're listening to Hammond B3 players, the Hammond B3 organ. I get a kick out of listening to this because it's blues and it's jazz. It's like a missing link. It's really, this is the blues, man, but it's very jazzy too. So you really, if you want to sort of make a move into jazz, like I did, there was a time when I didn't get it, you know, and I didn't listen to it. This is sort of a nice little transition, sort of take you there. If you like the blues, and as they say, if you don't like the blues, you got a hole in your soul. This is sort of a nice transition because this is very bluesy, but it's very improvisational too, and instrumental. So it's a great way to go. Now, if you're sitting there going, but John, it's too jazzy. Well, relax. I'll end up with Booker T and the MGs. You'll recognize this song. 1962's Green Onions. This is Booker T. Jones. Yeah, he's playing that. That's Hammond B3. Thru Leslie, he's playing. He was born in 44. He's still with us. He's a songwriter, record producer, arranger, best known as a frontman for Booker T and the MGs. He's worked in the studios with many well-known artists, and he has a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement. This is Booker T and the MGs featuring... This is Booker T on Hammond organ and Steve Cropper on guitar, Donald Duck Dunn on bass, and Al Jackson on drums. Booker T and GMG is doing Green Onions here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Booker T and the MGs here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, Laguna Beach, California. I'm John Troy, and for the past hour, you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, where we've been listening to great artists, players of the Hammond B3 organ, played through a Leslie speaker. And if you didn't know about that, I hope you picked something up and got a kick out of it. If you want to hear the podcast of my show, I've got a lot. I've got over 100 episodes now of all kinds of great stuff. Just go to go on your computer to kx935.com and look up John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Yeah, baby. And if you want to see me play around Orange County, Los Angeles, you can visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. I try to give a little announcement of where I'm playing every week. If you want to get more, there's I send out a gig update to my mailing list. You can send me your email address through the Facebook page. Si tú quieres. All right, so thanks a lot for listening. Become a member of KX93.5 FM. This is independent radio. It's not a corporate. We're not corporate drones. We can... We live by our wits here. We don't say what we're told to say. We fumble along as best we can, and that makes it interesting. Will it be great or will it be a train wreck? You never know. So tune in. This has been a lot of fun, and I'll be back next Sunday night at 9 o'clock for another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, some more great music, and my insufferable blather for all of us here at KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy, saying good night.
My woman says it's a doggone shame the way some men bring their wives money and furs and jewelry. I come home, ain't got a dime, and smelling like a brewery. I'm drunk again. I've been drinking Gordon's gin. Well, I tried to quit, but it ain't no use. I just can't cut that juice loose. Gin has got me to the place where I don't know what to do. My wife has quit me and my girlfriend too. I'm drunk again. I've been drinking Gordon's gin. Well, I tried to quit, but it just ain't no use. I can't cut that juice.